I just have a couple of questions to ask about Burnaby Mountain. And I've already asked what the conservation area means to you. But one of the primary values assigned to Burnaby Mountain in 1974, with the desire to protect it in the conservation area, is the mountain's traditional landmark character. What does the traditional landmark character of the mountain mean to you?
Well, I'm hoping the way the residential component and the university are low impact, so it remains mostly looking like a mountain. I mean, you can see bits of the university from vantage point. When I run Burnaby Lake or Deer Lake, whatever, it looks like a mountain, a natural environment, except of course the Trans Mountain Tank Farm is pretty visible from the west side. And guess who wants to expand that and add tanks? And somebody again saying they're going to do that over his dead body, right?
It did sound familiar, yes.
Yeah, sound familiar, right? Over his dead body, right? Or he's going to jail, right? So from my point of view, if the residential is done correctly, the visual impacts will not be great. Mm-hmm. Recognizing that the university could legitimately expand its structures over time. Mm-hmm. But the Trans Mountain Tank Farm is quite visible from southwest. The impacts from due west are, it's like there's no university there. The only complaints about the development on SFU are from Port Moody. I mean, when doing rezoning of the Port Moody, because some of the residential is visible from there. Mm-hmm. But there's another factor that's at play that I notice, because I go up there from time to time, and I take my son up. He does mini-U. I have a 13-year-old, and every year for last, he does mini-U up there in the summers.
What's a mini-U?
It's university for school kids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, summer camp.
All right.
Summer camp. That secondary growth forest is growing big compared to the 70s. It's growing. And, of course, on the north, east, and to some extent on the west side of the mountain, you have probably second growth conifers, pretty mature looking conifers. And the secondary growth alder, and that eventually gives way to conifers. So if it is parkland, undisturbed parkland, again in 50, 100, 150 years, yes, you'll have built structures, but you have a growing forest, right? And mm-hmm. some bright lights saying, and we get this in Burnaby from time to time, that people in view areas over Burrard Inlet, somehow the trees below them mysteriously get chopped down. Yes. Great views. So I know, point, chop down the tree so you destroy the things to improve your view. But failing that, and given the size of the forest, I mean, if you start getting, and again, I'm not talking 20 years, but you're talking 50 to 100 years, 150, you're getting mature conifers, mm-hmm. right, over that. I'm hoping the impacts of the residential are diminished, right?
So For you then, the traditional landmark character of the mountain is seeing it from afar
as a mountain,
as right. a mountain with a forested
yeah.
slopes.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, yeah. given the fact there's a huge university there now, right? I think it's not too bad. Mm-hmm. As I say, you know, it's funny. I mean, I was born in Vancouver, and people are traumatized by what happened to Stanley Park. They're absolutely traumatized by the wind and the knockdowns in the Brockton Point area. And of course, I've gone to the park since I was a little boy and love Stanley Park. And people are just blown away, devastated. And I look at it and I say, you know, it happens, and you replant and think about it in 10 or 50 or 100 or 150 years. So mm-hmm. that's life. And we have forest fires, the trees eventually come back, right? As long as you're not covering them with Walmarts and and freeways and that,
yes,
you know, it's part of life, right? And if they're blowing down because of wind events, it's unfortunate. Maybe they're going to get worse, but the younger trees are going to be hardier and robust in their growing faith, and then they become decadent and they haven't been logged because they're in the park. Yeah, they're going to maybe blow down,
mm-hmm.
right? So, I mean, that's sort of the way I see it. And people are going, oh, what's happening? Well, let's transplant 100-foot trees, right? But then, of course, there's the same idiots who, because their grandparents could see this hollow tree in the Mount Stanley Park and park, they're going to take the photo. What they've done, they've erected at great cost planks on a metal structure. It is not a living organism. They basically put sculpture there and saying, we've saved the hollow tree.
Yes.
To me, that's insane, right? But that's just me. They've basically put a sculpture there that is not a living organism, whereas the hollow tree was a living organism until it died and fell apart. And but anyway, that's me.
So what do you think is the future of the urban forest on Burnaby Mountain?
Well, from my point of view, ideally, is that over time, 20, 50, 100 years, it goes through its various stages and becomes a mature conifer forest. So, like, you can walk through Stanley Park, through the mature groves, or through Pacific Spirit, or Mark, walk through Lynn Canyon, or whatever, you get 80 to 100 to 120 year old mature conifers. You know, eventually the alder and that will give way. Maintaining a trail system so people can mm-hmm. enjoy it, not maintaining the open streams, allowing a refuge for wildlife, and there is a lot of wildlife there now, and people enjoyed in a passive, basically just an oasis of wilderness in the middle of this vastly growing lower mainland, right?
Yes.
Again, from my opinion, being a deliberate decision, an act of will, an act of work, and I mean, I give full credit to Mike Harker, Yvonne Koch, Jack Blaney, his team, right? His university's Veep Finance, Veep Buildings and Mist. I can't remember all of them. Jack Bellhouse, Basil Luxem. They were really the, you know, the people that had the technical way to deal with roadblocks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Doug Drummond, right? Yeah. Doug was there. Barb Copping, right? John Stubbs, right?
Yes.
And most council went agree with it. I'll talk to you later when we're done about something that you can think about on your own. But I don't want anything I say to... to me, I'm hoping that it's still perceived as a win-win-win.
Yes. Right?
And I never wanted the university to feel like they had been snookered. On the other hand, I wanted it resolved. I wanted the land. I don't make any bones about it. That was my goal. But I wanted a solution that was right for everyone, right? And right didn't include them saying, well, we'd like to build our ice rink on the outside the ring road, or we'd like to build condos, you know, over here, you know. I wanted to remove that uncertainty. And again, you don't know where the provincial government will go 20, 50 years down the road. You don't know where the city government will go, and you don't know where a university will go. So I wanted to, as best possible, document and set the scope of what was desirable from a provincial, city, public, university point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I said, yeah, sure. SFU maybe could be 40 or 50 or 80,000 students. Not on the top of the mountain, though, right?
So right.
Guess what? That was not my Jack Blaney or however they got going on SFU downtown.
Yeah.
SFU Surrey. Right? Less people are using carbon fuel to go back and forth, back and forth.
Yes. That's great. Well, I've come to an end of my questions. Is there anything from our interview that you have further thoughts about or would like to add?
No, as I say, looking back over everything I've done in politics, to me, I don't know if people will recognize it. Like I said, I'm not a free man and nothing have been recognized. I didn't do it for the recognition. I think I did it for the right reason. And I just have this vision of families or hikers or walking 50, 100 years going, this is great. I'm so glad that it happened. I'm so glad that we have this when there's 3, 4, or 5 million people, right? This decision and foresight is good for the environment. It's good for people. It's good for nature, good for the animals. It's a good decision, right? So that was my hope, right? And I hope that it was worth the years that I've put it into it. Put into making it happen, because it was not easy.
Yes, and the legacy is there. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I'll just end this interview now then.